Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at intellectual property. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Will technology come to Nevada? We'll be talking that technology with Richard Campbell and Manita or what?
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Hillaby, Ty Cobb, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Richard G. Campbell. He is managing partner for the Nevada offices of Armstrong Teasdale, serves as lead trial counsel in commercial, construction, employment, and administrative matters. And also Manita Rawat, who is a member of the firm's intellectual services practice group. Her practice focuses on patent, trademark, and copyright prosecution. And one of the reasons we have you both here today, and I'll address my first question to you, Richard, is economic development, and one of the things that we should be doing in terms of diversifying the economy, and what you're saying is technology is the way to go. Explain if you would.
Well, Sam, as you know, the state's been hit pretty hard with the recession in our core industry, which is gaming, and to diversify, technology is a pretty solid area right now. You can see the demand in technology in Apple's products and other electronic products, the technology behind Facebook and social media type businesses. With that in mind, those kind of businesses would be a great fit for Nevada and would really help diversify our economy. I mean, we have some of them now. The gaming industry obviously is more technology-driven than it was before. As example, IGT used to be just a slot machine maker. They're really a technology company. company. Their slot machines are driven on intellectual property platforms and different kinds of technology. I think that's even true for the large casinos now, their player tracking systems and things like that. So new companies that bring technology to our area, it's high-paying jobs. There's a lot of opportunity there for the state to develop that.
We're seeing Tony Hsieh do that on a smaller level. The head of Zappos is flying in people from Silicon Valley to bring their businesses to Nevada. But the company Switch, the data storage company, is a huge investment in the Silver State. How do we bring other companies of that size to Nevada?
Well, one of the important things, I think, is to have an educated workforce. We have the opportunity with a great university system here to provide that educated workforce as one example. As with a lot of other states, we have tax incentives, we have a great business climate. So there's a lot of different ways to do that, but I think an educated workforce is a very important part of that. Plus our lifestyle. I think that technology people are younger types, and obviously our great outdoor lifestyle here, both in the north and south part of the state, would be a draw to get those kind of larger jobs into the state.
So what does the state need to do in terms of education at the university system? What needs to be put in place that currently isn't in place?
Well, I think obviously the engineering aspect of education is very important, especially in the intellectual property area. Intellectual property attorneys are all have a technical background, either some kind of an engineering degree, a math degree like that. So obviously those kinds of educational backgrounds, both for, people that are within the industries or attorneys that are involved in servicing that industry, those kinds technical and engineering degrees are really helpful, I think, to technology companies.
Manita, one of the things that most people don't think of is patent attorneys, but how do patent attorneys benefit these kind of IT companies?
Well, first of all, to be a patent attorney, not only do you have a law degree, but to be a patent attorney, you also have a technical background. Many of us have undergraduate or graduate degrees in science or engineering curriculums. So that given, not only do patent attorneys have an understanding of the law, but we also have an understanding of the technology. And when we prepare patent applications, having this background, we're able to do a thorough preparation of the patent applications that is very beneficial to these tech companies. As you know, a lot of these tech companies are very reliant on their patents that they have because they're so technology focused.
Well, the other thing too is that I understand that the cost of patent attorneys is far lower in Nevada than it would be, say, for example, in California. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And Armstrong Teasdale is actually a St. Louis-based firm, so we actually use Midwest rates even out here in Nevada. And so that's a really big advantage to companies out in Silicon Valley and out in L.A. And, we have lower rates than our counterparts in those areas, and our quality of work is just as good, if not better.
And are you seeing an increase in activity in technology companies coming to Nevada as a result of this positive environment?
This is one of the added benefits to coming to Nevada for technology companies. Nevada has great tax incentives for companies, and we are starting to develop an educated workforce. But yes, this is a resource that is an added benefit to tech companies. A lot of tech companies send us work from all over the country because of our lower rates and of our expertise.
Okay, let's take a break. More on this topic of information technology, fascinating topic, when we come back on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state and back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Richard G. Campbell and Manita Rawat, both of Armstrong Teasdale.
The governor has recently launched his new economic development initiative. Have you been working with the governor's team to try to enhance the technology industry in both southern Nevada and northern Nevada?
No, we've not been asked or tasked to do anything like that. We'd love to get involved with something like that. So I think we have a lot to offer with Manita's expertise and our law firm's expertise. And you know, I've lived in this state for pretty much my whole life, so I can see a lot of opportunity. But no, we haven't been asked to or have participated in that.
Let me ask you, Richard, one of the things that's a very interesting side topic that maybe not a lot of people really are aware of is how much money is involved in intellectual property litigation. I know of one person in the state made a $200 million settlement from Microsoft over patents. How big of an industry is this?
It's a very large industry. Most companies that are involved in patent litigation, it's really a bet the company type situation, especially if your business model is driven on one particular or series of patents related to your product. You know, if somebody's infringing that product, they could be, you know, seriously reducing your sales to such that you may not stay in business. So it's a big part of patents and, you know, patent law. It's kind of interesting in Nevada now. Nevada's been designated as one of the district courts. I think there's 16 in total over the United States that have been designated as special patent courts with special rules on governing patent litigation. Some of those rules make the, you know, the attorneys kind of set forth their claims early in the process and also make them go through some mandatory settlement conferences through the process because it can be very, very expensive. And, you know, the rewards and the risk on both ends are huge and could be the death knell to one company or another if they were to lose a certain patent case.
And one of the things, Manita, is that the companies that are coming up with these patents, they file thousands of patents, right? It's not like dozens or hundreds.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, people who file patents go from Fortune 500 companies to solo inventors. We've recently had the America Invents Act, which was enacted into law, which is patent reform. And so now we have become a first-to-file country as opposed to a first-to-invent country, which we were. So with this first-to-file country, it's going to be a race to the patent office, and we're going to see hopefully more filings with the USPTO.
And when did that new law take effect?
Well, it's taking into effect right now. There's certain aspects of the legislation that have already been taken into effect, but the first to file where that deadline comes in is going to start in March of 2013.
Now, I understand that USPTO is going to actually open a satellite office in Las Vegas. There's enough traffic coming through Las Vegas to warrant that?
Well, they have not decided where they're going to open up. There's three satellite offices with which they intend to open up within the next 3 years. Las Vegas is in the running. Hopefully, we may see that. A couple of the things that they're looking for is geographic diversity, and then a workforce. You know, these would be patent engineers and patent attorneys that the USPTO can employ. We're letting them know that we would provide geographic diversity. We're out here close to California, and we do have a workforce that they could employ.
Richard, one of the things that's also a big deal is that this isn't just a United States deal. You can be operating all across the world, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, these patent companies or these companies involved in patents are worldwide companies, and even though they may have a European headquarters, if they're going to practice their product in the United States, then they have to file in the United States and be subject to our laws and our court system. If there's infringing cases or if they're going to take on infringers. So yes, correct. It's an international business.
Okay, how much of a problem do we have with China, for example, as far as patent infringements?
Well, we actually have an office in Shanghai, and we deal with that somewhat. The patent system over there, or the court system over there, is not as advanced as ours. My understanding, talking with some of our Chinese partners, is that infringement is a big deal in China. But to stop it, it's more of a government-driven solution, as it is a court system solution. Also, though, we have a lot of Chinese companies that obviously come here for trade shows, and kind of coincidentally, most of those trade shows engender a lot of filings here in Las Vegas to be able to serve those Chinese companies that are knocking off American products. So when these Chinese companies come to our trade show, and if they do have an infringing product, buyer beware, because I've seen a lot of process servers roaming the halls of those trade shows to tag those people to get them into court when they come to the United States.
And one of the answers, I guess, would be surprise, surprise, surprise. All right. Well, very good, you guys. Interesting topic. Love to hear more about it as things move along. But it would be great to see more of these companies moving to Nevada and taking advantage of your great services. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
They are courteous, fast, and responsive to all my needs, very competitive rates. They get the job done the first time, every time.
He did all my area rugs. They did my oriental rugs. And I'm satisfied with it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
It's getting crowded at Toyota's number one for everyone sales event. Why? People know Toyota's the best. 2012 Toyota models have the best resale value of any brand, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With amazing deals, you're going to want to hurry in for this one.
Lease a 2012 RAV4 for $219 a month, or get 0% APR for 60 months, or $1,000 cash back on Highlander. Your chance to save big is now. Hurry in today.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ty Cobb is here, former special assistant to President Reagan, Michael Hillaby, partner with Hillaby and Associates, and Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Big day today in D.C. at the Supreme Court, the beginning of almost unprecedented 3 days of hearings on what has become commonly known as Obamacare. Where do you think this is heading, Ty? And you've got 3 months to, whatever you say, it'll be 3 months before we find out what happens.
I'm kind of interested in what Chris has to say on this, because it looks to me like they're going to parse the law and divide it up into sections and declare perhaps one part of it, at least the individual mandate, unconstitutional while letting other parts of it ride. And if you do that, is there anything left to the Obamacare legislation?
Well, it's very concerning, I do think, because of the way they've divided up the arguments. You always try to read the tea leaves that way. And what happened is Obama, as a candidate, was against the individual mandate. But once he got into developing a health care law and talked to all the parties concerned, I think he realized that you have to have the individual mandate. If you're going to have no preconditions to acceptance of coverage, if you're going to have universal coverage, and all the developed countries that have healthcare systems have some sort of individual mandate or else a single-payer system. The United States is the only really developed country that has nothing like that. I'm afraid the Supreme Court might knock it down.
Mike?
First of all, trying to prognosticate what the Supreme Court do is pretty dangerous, even for people like us that do this all the time. But the other part, it's unfortunate that the politics has overwhelmed the policy, because the issue of adverse selection, meaning it's why everybody has to have car insurance or other sorts of things, the larger the pool, the better it gets. So the theory is right, but you can't anymore get it out of the politics, in this day and age.
Interesting you raise the issue, because Clarence Thomas, quoted over the weekend, said he doesn't read newspapers, he doesn't watch TV news, he's not influenced by the noise that goes on outside of the Supreme Court. And I think that there's a huge spotlight on the Supreme Court to say, are you a Supreme Court of the nation, or are you a political body?
And that's a huge question. It's been hanging over our heads for a long time, particularly in the modern age, since Bush v. Gore and other kinds of decisions. So who knows? It's become, I'm not sure that they're any less polarized than the rest of the country is. So when you go look at them, are you getting what we thought we were getting when we created the Supreme Court? But then, you know, you look at our history, and for all these many decades, we've had a Supreme Court that's reacted at times.
And now, if they do knock down that key component, the rest of it falls, as Chris says, because you can't have the insurance companies provide all of these services without this increased pool. Mm-hmm. States like Nevada, we're so far down the road with implementing the Obamacare. What happens if they knock it down and some of these policies are already in effect and taking place?
Politically, on the national level, Obama probably wouldn't feel too bad if it gets knocked down between now and the election. Then it sort of takes it away as a major issue. But in the states, as you said, the implementation through the Health and Human Services, Mike's probably going full speed ahead. Depending on how the Supreme Court says, you're going to have to undo some of the steps that you've already taken.
Well, I think we would have had a lot better law if the Republicans and Democrats could have worked together and fashioned a system, because there's bad parts of that law, like it doesn't do the appropriate cost cutting, I don't think. And if you could have had some Republican support, I think you could have had better luck at doing cost cutting.
It was passed with no Republican support.
Exactly. That's the problem.
But isn't that where the health care exchanges come in 2014, where it'll be a regional health care exchange, that potentially we would have the possibility of seeing lower costs?
Well, you know, it depends on who you listen to, but whether or not you can have lower costs or you're going to not have enough doctors because the costs have gone down so low that the payments that are going to go to the physicians are going to be so abysmally small that it's not going to be a field that people are going to want to go into. I think that's really the looming problem. As the doctors begin to retire that are now in the system, we don't have enough coming online, and I don't think we're going to have the incentives for people to follow that path.
But doesn't the marketplace therefore then take effect to where something...
We replace the marketplace here.
Well, if you replace the market, but what I'm saying is if you don't have enough doctors in the system, so the system starts to fail because people are not getting paid enough, all of a sudden you're going to find find a situation where, are you not in our society, where somebody's going to say, you know what, we need to pay these people more money?
Well, you're now looking at just in recent years, Congress continually year after year after year pushing off this cut to Medicare reimbursement rates to doctors because we know they're not going to stay in. We're already losing doctors in that.
Yes.
The real problem with the Supreme Court issue right now is if you do take that and piece by piece and take it apart, if all we're left with at the end of the day is blooming Medicaid budgets at the state level that nobody can afford, then I think everybody takes another look at the whole thing and says, hey, is this working at all? If you haven't really gotten more people in the system, people aren't insured, they're using the emergency room like primary care like we're doing now, the people who are out buying health insurance having trouble getting it, having access issues to doctors, and we're looking at, what, $200 million increase in Medicaid next biennium to take care of all this, then there's going to be a problem.
Well, that's what people should really be afraid of. If Obamacare goes down, we don't have any replacement. None of the presidential candidates have offered any kind of replacement, and we will never get the deficit under control unless we get control of the health care system and the dramatically rising costs in the health care system.
But wasn't there a governor of Massachusetts that had a plan?
Yeah, we should follow that, maybe.
That's the last word. We got about 10 seconds here.
Isn't it about time, with something of this importance, that the Supreme Court has cameras in the Supreme Court so
Absolutely.
We can watch these proceedings?
Absolutely.
As a true
Absolutely.
Journalist.
C-SPAN 4, that's what I'm asking for. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why is it when times are tough, it only seems to get harder? You suffer from a condition that keeps you from working, but when you applied for Social Security disability benefits, you were denied. You feel powerless, lost, and frustrated. But don't give up. Most people who appeal their claims win. Call the lawyers at the Richard Harris Law Firm right now. 222-2222. That's 222-2222.
Birthday? Open your presents.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks.
I hope it fits.
Half off some things isn't always a good deal.
But right now, GlassPro is offering 50% off Autoglass. Now that's a great deal. Remember, what Grandma says, Grandma does.
This ain't half bad.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender Rug Washing Plant. For unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs, call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at nevadanewsmakers.com.
And coming up on our next broadcast, Paul Budd.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.